listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
The reason to believe in anything at all, too far gone without. song. Hi everybody, how you doing? This is Jim Gavin here from the Key of Awesome Music, where we talk about all things awesome with a special emphasis on music. Today is Monday, July 20th, and I'm recording this on my morning walk. Sometimes I go on a run, sometimes I go on a bike ride, sometimes I go on a walk. Today I'm on a walk. And as you can hear in the background, a car just went by. We have birds chirping in the background. It is a hot one already. I hear an owl in the distance. I'm en route to a path that is not that far away, like a trail that's not that far away from our house. And it's nice to get in there because usually there's not that many people. It's a good sense of peace and calm in the morning. Today already, it's 80 degrees and it's 7 a.m. So it's going to be supposed to be as hot as a boy band today, is what I like to say, about 98 degrees. So, got to get out there early today and stay cool and hydrated. In fact, the last few days have been pretty hot. And that's kind of what I want to talk to you about, sort of like a metaphor for life. How do we stay cool and hydrated, let's say, when things in life start to ramp up or get hot, let's say. Things get heated, metaphorically and literally speaking. It's proven science that when you increase the heat in a situation or a room for people, that emotions tend to really run high and people end up becoming more aggressive. Frustrations are let out a little bit easier. So I'm sure it's the same thing with the extreme cold. Extreme heat and extreme cold probably have the same sort of effects. It's more uncomfortable, especially for heat, if you can't find a way to cool down. So how do we really do that? What are some ways that you do to cool down, let's say, quote unquote, or hydrate, re-inspire, reinvigorate yourself to a more positive outlook with things? Do you just go for a walk? Well, even when it's hot out, that's how I kind of cool off, metaphorically speaking. Sometimes I just go for a walk. I don't bring my phone with me. I just connect. Sometimes I just put on some really nice music. I've done that. Some instrumental music, listen to it. Classical music can be nice. Do you get in your car and go for a drive? Just drive around in silence. You know, there's that saying of blowing off steam. So maybe you go work out. Maybe you go play the drums, let's say. Or crank the volume up to 11 and rock out an electric guitar. Maybe you just take a few deep breaths, do some stretching or yoga or meditation, or maybe you go to church and pray. There's many ways to remove yourself from a situation that is less than desirable, less than ideal, to cool off, let's say. And then we can literally cool off, right? Where it's really hot out, we just go inside for some air conditioning. Maybe you go to a pool. jump in the water. Maybe you take an ice bath, which is good for your breathing and good for your overall metabolism and regeneration of cells in your body. Maybe you go to the ocean. Maybe you just stick your head in a freezer for a little bit. I know it's kind of silly, but I've done that before. Maybe you have an ice pop or a nice ice cold water or ice cream. As you can see, there's many ways to metaphorically and literally cool off. So what do you do to kind of bring that sense of relief, let's say, in a heated moment or even when it's just hot outside? It's kind of fun to think about. There's a lot of different ways you could do it, and maybe one way works better for you. Maybe it's worth checking out a few different ways to see what might be your best course of action. You never know till you try, right? And it's better to remove yourself from a situation or to find ways to cool off without saying something that you might regret, saying something that will hurt somebody's feelings and then cause damage and sometimes irreparable damage to a relationship, whether that be for personal relationships or business relationships. Sometimes for me, I find the best way to wrap my head around something and cool off is to go on a walk or take out my acoustic guitar and start fiddling around on chords and to write a song. So to me, it's pretty therapeutic, cathartic in one, and helps me, you know, process emotions.
Morning.
So, you know, everybody has their thing differently. Maybe you go write. You get a journal and you write out your thoughts, or your computer and you type out your thoughts instead of just bottling them in. It's good to get that out, that frustration, maybe out of your system. And once you get it down on paper, you feel a lot better. And you're not holding it in as sort of like almost holding a grudge, let's say. Or something along those lines where you have like resentment towards somebody. As that's the last thing that will do any... the last thing that will do good, let's say. It won't do any good to hold those in and then look at that same situation again if it ever comes up, or that same person again, and have negative feelings and emotions towards it or them. So yeah, how do you stay cool and hydrated in a metaphorical and literal sense when things start to ramp up, heat up in your life? Sometimes it's easier said than done. I know if you have multiple children, that could be hard to do. Sometimes it has to wait until the end of the day once all the kids are in bed to sort of cool off, because you have to deal with all the craziness during the day and there's no time to sort of remove yourself from the situation and clear your head. Maybe there is a way to get away. Maybe, you know, an idea I have here. What if you went to a lake or a river with your child, or even by yourself if you're able to, and go fishing, or just look out on the water and ponder a solution to the problem at hand in a calm, cool, and collected way. Right? There's like all these sayings out there, like, he's as cool as the other side of the pillow, right? Or cool as a cucumber. Stay calm, cool, and collected. These are all sayings or euphemisms about keeping calm and cooling off, let's say, metaphorically, amidst chaos. I mean, let's face it, we live in a world of chaos. It is chaotic. Yes, there is some order, but there's so many things going on every second of the day, social media pulling us in however many directions, all the distractions of social media and email, tablets and iPads and iPhones and TVs and video game consoles, and it, you know, it's great for information and learning, but how you know, do we abuse those devices, or do we use them for the greatest good? So, just some things to think about this morning. I've been finding myself over the last few months where there's just some moments my patience has not been the best, and I've sort of blown a short fuse when this thing breaks and that thing breaks, and you know, I can't get back to working in person with most people in groups yet, and my son's tugging at my leg or asking me a bunch of questions that I'm trying to work, and you know, it's hard for him to understand, and I've been trying to find ways to stay calm and cool. But inevitably, I'm human, I'm imperfect, and I've, let's say, just lost my temper a few times, and you know, I had to apologize afterwards. But you know, it's been challenging. I'm sure all of us have experienced this to some extent, where you're home because we're, you know, still dealing with the coronavirus pandemic here. We're now over 4 months in of dealing with this, so it's really been challenging to not be able to get back to living a normal everyday life, going into the office or going into all the different places of business that I used to, or maybe you used to, even places to hang out. We can't even go to the movies yet. We have to wear masks to food shop and church and many other things that we normally would have done. We can't go to sporting events. Concerts have been canceled, like at big time music venues. Small music venues are starting to have musicians in, like wineries and breweries and golf courses that I've seen outside. But you know, once the winter comes, if this is still going on, we're not going to be able to do that. If it's snowing outside, people aren't going to want to be hanging out. So it kind of just works for the summer and the fall until it gets too cold. There's many uncertain things still in the air. Just trying to keep that sense of peace and calm in our lives that will sort of help us push through and be able to continue to manage and hopefully not just survive but thrive. So yeah, just wanted to touch base on that. Some things to think about. And a quick little update here too. We are super thankful to continue to provide individual lessons on FaceTime, Skype, or Zoom, as well as group sessions on Zoom, StreamYard, GoToMeeting, Google Classroom, and really any other video chat service that people are using, as well as pre-recorded sessions using an iPad and an iPhone to be sent to people, interactive performances for nursing homes, some day programs for those who have developmental disabilities. And we've been so grateful to have a steady flow of work and making a difference during this time with somewhere between 5 and 8 companies, as well as about 15 individuals for one-on-one lessons. Our one-on-one lessons have actually increased by 4 people, but our group sessions have decreased. We've done some one-off things here and there, but consistently we have had anywhere between 5 and 8 companies that we've done some sort of pre-recorded performance or session or real-time session using those video chat services. So pretty excited about that moving forward. We have lost overall, you know, taking March, April, May, and June into consideration, about 30% of normal business. We're trying to get creative and still staying relevant, providing goodness for all those we serve and support, while at the same time making sure that we're able to pay our bills, let's say, and keep the lights on. So we're excited for the rest of the summer has come. We've had 3 companies reach out to us in the last week asking about virtual lessons, what it all entails, what the cost is, how often would it be able to work. So we're excited about that prospect of getting back in again with a few of these companies once they are able to sustain it, let's say, and make it work for those they serve and support. So hopefully all is good on your end and you're staying happy and healthy, because that's the most important thing. But not just healthy physically, but healthy mentally as well. All right, that's it for today, guys. Hope you have a great day. Feel free to leave any comments or reach out to us at Key of Awesome Music. You can search keyofawesomemusic.com. Find us on Facebook at Key of Awesome Music. Reach out via email at info@keyofawesomemusic.com. All one word for that email. Have a great day, everybody. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good.
To find out there's nothing all right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last, to make this moment last, to make this moment last. Mm-hmm. couple kids and we'll sleep tight. Cause baby, all we really need are just a couple things to stay alive. And everything else in between, just trust my heart, you'll see, we're slowly coming. Forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise and sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.